Yeah. It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to more garbage.
Hey, yo, what up, what up? More garbage podcast, Friday night compost in the busy building. With El Traco, aka T.R.A.C.Track, the trackologist, mm-hmm. and my co-host DJ Jojo, DKM, FM Fear, out there in Austria, representing BK to the fullest. All right. And of course, my man Scott, aka
Scotty,
aka Siri calls you Scotty.
Scotty. I need a better name.
Yeah. I was going to put Scotty, but I didn't get approval beforehand. So
yeah, I'm gonna have to mix that.
Tonight we are here to celebrate the release of, dare we call it, a future classic.
Ooh, look at your man.
Do or Die 2. Okay, by the infamous AZ, Quiet AZ Money, right?
Quiet Money
representing Queens, the Q,
East New York, man. The
money. That out. East New York, East
and New York. You may remember AZ from his iconic verse on Life's a Bitch on Nas Illmatic, first Nas album, all right? And then after that, we got
The Firm.
Dough or Die, baby. We had the first Dough or Die.
Man's got AZ, the fresh one. The fresh
featuring
one.
Classics such as Uncut Raw. God damn, that song was hot. Rather Unique. Yeah, Sugar Hill
was awesome.
Mo Money, Mo Murder, Mo Homicide, Dough or Die. Money, Mo Your Murder, World Don't Stop. Yo, almost every song on this is
all dangerous.
Awesome. It don't yeah. stop.
Come Top to fucking man. Bottom.
Woo! I mean, I don't even know why I skipped like two. Now I feel like a herb for not mentioning those. But Dough or Die was official, baby. Official. Okay. Now, many, many years later, right?
What decades. Year
did this come out?
I ain't that old.
don't read it loud.
1995. Okay. So.
That's a lot of years.
And it still bangs today.
And now we got Dough or Die 2.
You can't take nothing away from that album.
Yep. With such top-notch producers as
DJ Premier.
Oh, hit him on the tracks.
As Pete Rock, Buck Wild,
he got
Rock Wilder, Czarface, The Alchemist,
okay,
and many more.
Okay, I ain't even mad at that. Just that got me hyped. Yeah.
Heat Makers.
I got nervous for 2 seconds. A1
Beats, Bink. Who else?
Trackmasters.
AG, Baby Paul.
No, Trackmasters don't even exist no more.
I mean, come on, man.
No, I'm talking about. Is he talking about his first album or this album?
No, this album. That's the lineup on this album.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, with features from Conway the Machine, Lil Wayne. Yes. T-Pain, Rick Ross, Shaheem, Idris Elba on the intro.
Yeah. Right?
I know Joe's a fan of Idris Elba.
My man, right? Idris Elba from The Wire. Hell yeah. Right.
Trigger Bell.
Official, no doubt. Trigger Bell. That's right. So let's get into it, my people.
As we start the album,
we started off as kings and queens.
And I believe we're as kings and queens.
Everything in between is just the process.
You gotta be able to talk over it, I guess.
No beginning.
So, I mean, like it.
What's the worst infinity. That's gonna happen?
Speak your truth.
YouTube's not gonna let us make $1 million.
Hey, does this intro connect to the previous album?
I need that extra reassurance.
When I need help.
Do as I do.
When I need
That divine energy. When I need
help, I call. King of kings, so, Lord of lords. I'm going to keep an open mind. Keep it an open mind about it. Let's see.
That's right, Joe. Come on, baby.
I'm going to go back to church.
This is a good intro. Every need, every
trial, every time. Spinning about the messenger.
Always about the message.
Quite smooth. Very velvety.
That's AZ, man. He's a velvet ass dude, bro. You know that.
Smoothest. That voice, too. King of kings,
Lord of hearts, the most high. Father, hello, Emma Shaddai. Through it all, God,
they're going to have to stand for that vocal for a DMV track.
This is an open prayer.
You know what you were sent here to do.
You know what you were sent here to do.
You know what you were sent here to do. Finish your food. Like Queen and all that.
So there is a video for Just For You. So I'm wondering if I should throw the video up.
Maybe throw the video up.
What do you think? Yeah,
maybe little video. Splashes of the video. Why sure. not?
All right, yeah. let's peep the video. All right, let's peep the video.
Also, I wanted to say that this is a self-release by AZ. He's releasing it himself. This isn't backed by any label or anything.
He don't need no major label. Wow.
There are no major labels.
You don't need no label.
And let's see this one brought to us by our people over at I don't know where
is he off the beach here, what's going on? Hey, they go AZ on his shit.
They go to fresh white Air Force Ones.
Bing, bing. The humble monster.
I think Black Air Force
you hear the hawks, blunts getting broken apart, popping bottles on a boat in the bar, so woke from the start, too smart to joke with the knocks, went from a crab babble to an ocean of sharks, shoulders dissolved, fluorescent flow with glow in the dark, it's the essence though, I'm a pro, used to post in them parks, supposed to be sharp to ever, get loose when it's goose weather, no excuse, I'm the truth bearer, move better, and silence, less carbs, keep the guard balanced, a million laws can't involve right. balance. A million bars, this is star talent. The Bronx challenge, but my catalog's as hard as Hamlet's street version. Been about it, I'm a beast at curving.
Okay, deep sermons,
any drama, karma, keep a
curve. Are you still? Speak of urban light and bars, are you 40 something that's still living in the project?
Come on, son, don't do that. Be emerging,
impulsive, come on, high why?
Focus, live vocalist, survive the atrocious size of psychosis.
That don't show any elevation. I'm still in the hood.
After all the reasons that all the coaches, you feel
it collides with being on the yacht. Either you in the yacht or you in the yacht.
Nah, not at all.
This is how's it do. Only few people
around my shoe. Delivering turkeys.
So who's who?
Now you're on the subway? Like, which one are you?
Yo, why are you picking on dudes on the subway, man?
He's a real dude.
Get a car.
Heavy features of the Air Max.
Come on, man. That's like saying, yo, you're rich, but you're still smoking Dutches. Nah.
Yeah, exactly. Nah. That's exactly it.
Half a chicken, the acquisitions, the masters.
If I'm making that kind of money, I'm going to we want to shoot in front of the hood. I'd be like,
no, man.
So I don't have to be.
Check the bottom of his sneakers, boy. The clean, boy. Look at that.
I feel got to clean, baby. In it, the rap remnants of cocaine, cowboy, chillers, and crack chemists. I lack limits. Overachiever, the home of believers.
Cartier's
ice cold with the divas, rolling cheap or puffing, rapping the beast. And for a day, they body the old boy. What happened is deep. I trap in my sleep, is truthful, self absorbed and youthful. Forbes and Fortune 5, I strive to show the new school.
Come on,
oh, you still got that. This
from ground up, look how I grew.
I like this cut right here. He steps over the puddle in the subway.
Yeah, that's funny as shit.
Like, you ain't messing up my fresh ass Nike Air Maxes.
Yeah, fuck that.
She got some boom bang. Hey, hey.
Now you want to go to the hood now, Joe, huh?
No. No. If I walked up to her, what's up, girl? Where you from? Oh, I'm from the pink houses. Okay, bye.
Yeah, just on, for you. It's, I don't know if that was the lead single, but it was good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I respect it.
Yeah, I respect
it. I respect it because, you know, you might be saying.
That's him.
Because you don't know where he lives, right? If he lives in the hood, so he lives in the fucking hood.
Why are you hanging out in the hood? Listen.
But what do you mean why? Because that's where his people are. He's in the old neighborhood. You're going to move out and never go back to the old neighborhood to visit your,
exactly.
your family?
Damn, Joe.
No.
This guy.
Nope.
Fucking peace. Joe, man. This peace. Guy.
Apparently, you never lived in the fucking projects. No. Right? So, no. for me, the last thing I would do is glorify.
Let me get ready tonight.
When they ask me, if they ask me as a successful artist, Joe, why doesn't that you don't go back to your projects of Sheepshead Bay? I'd be like, because the place is a shithole.
Jesus Christ.
And I don't want to go back there. I actually want to hang out with successful people. What? So if I'm that successful, why would I be with these people in the hood?
Why wouldn't you want to inspire a little head, man? Why wouldn't you want to?
I would. Yo. When you get out of there, you can come see me. Because I ain't coming over there.
Yeah.
That's my way of giving it's time, back to Black. The community.
It's time.
When was the last time you heard John Heap on a record?
It's time, Black. It's time.
Let's get them.
And we're all just folks in a big old wheel. Whole thing turning, trying to roll up.
It's reminiscent of the way Nas started this album, right?
Right.
And it's
time. When you know, and you know, and you know that it's real, yeah. But you don't know, you don't really know how to feel. Trust is costly.
So lucky for us, we're not being paid by any of these labels or by AZ. Because this is definitely a song that I would be hitting the fast forward button on.
He didn't even hear a lyric yet. You don't like dude singing?
No, I don't like dude singing. I'm not. Rocking chains and flying objects, frames over the optics. I've refrained the gossip, gotta get it. This vivid, defining physics for minor critics. My kind is exquisite. Respect first, then we focus on net worth. That's how I work from the dirt with his thirst and death.
And we're all just folks in a big old.
This man is a lyricist. Okay,
ain't no rust on that.
You can't take the lyrics away from AZ. You can say you're not down with the R&B and rap crossover. But
that's what I said.
The man's
got to work. That is what I said. That's why cocked and close by me. I'm not here to stick my nose up anybody's ass. If I like the music, I like it. It's a skid's weird condition.
Move Dolly, send whoever, he can't hold me. Dance like Durant on the court, a young Kobe. Sun cozy, backspin, I'm passed in. What I spill can make an ice grill nigga crack a grin. Gotta school him, too many fraudulence will fool him. One to him, or the police or I'm a doom. It's dysfunction in the mix, don't miss nothing.
At least it's not him singing.
It's just hustling.
This beat is absurd.
And you two could hop in Ferraris and Audi coupes. King status, though from dreams to seem lavish. But anything attached to a fiend could bring madness.
And we're all just folks in a big old
I'll be honest though, I would think she shot a video for this one.
I think they do have a video.
The saga should stop.
Hey, you know.
Wow. Nah, come on. Lyrics are on point.
The track is corny.
Peace to all the players. Those that got the paper
out of
the pedal past the oppression for being trapped in improv.
In fact, yeah, let's big up. Number two was produced by Bink.
Oh, Bink, okay.
The one we saw the video just for you.
Right.
Right? And then this past one, The Wheel with Jaheim, that was produced by KG.
Oh, KG from Naughty.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kevin Garnett.
Urban, overpopulated projects.
You don't make you a real nigga.
Dignity before the dollars.
He's a real nigga.
Okay, this is something that is recycled. Far Side beat.
Real niggas.
Real niggas.
I'd actually like to hear Trump.
So tune, I'm solid, my word born. The wise acknowledge I'm polished, my words long. I get it on, put that on my firstborn. I'm about it. Stand swamp and quench the dose gone. I do this. Stay feast away from the doulas. Never fold, was told on fraternize with the foolishest codes. Get dollars, but don't doze, it shows. If you're sleeping on all your toes, the road
is old head beat. But I'm old head. So I said, this is an old head beat, but I'm an old head. So
seen dealers force to defeat police.
I like it. I like this one.
Out the sample, right? Yeah.
This one I like. This one I like.
You get money and you a sucker. They love you. Just like that, a cut to juggler.
What happens to you don't make you a real nigga. How you
although it's a recycled Far Side thing.
Who's on the hook?
Rep the Real, produced by Baby Paul.
He's a real with you. Real niggas.
Civilized from an 85er, it made me lava. Legitimized the legal ties that made me dollars. Mercedes robber, mama bear, she made Zavada. Mercedes
like soccer,
gully niggas do what they gotta. Don't get tired, I'm vice,
like
still a fire. Pressure, apply it, but necessary though, admire. My men are honor, the killers addressing drama. Never question karma, no defense or best of mama. The streets watching, play sleep or keep options.
Okay.
Gotta eat the trial, you cop or the detoxing. Few are ducking, choice to choose on who you fuck with. My moves adjusted on hammer time, you can't touch this. Top tier, I'm official, I rock wears, I do not fear. I'm like Ock on this a lot prayer, stops here. Accepted or rejected, I rest on ethics, nothing left.
Somehow this cadence of this rhyme, the cadence of that last verse, sounds like Dory wrote it.
Baby it really Paul does. Is, down with the beat minus.
I'm not trying to be a hater or anything at all, right? Because I actually do like this song. But that last verse, he sounded kind of... You could almost hear Nori's verse. Nori saying that.
You live smooth. The last use of concern is cash fools. Act fool if you choose, but that's you. I'm trying to get it all. Stay in the cut. I live the dream for all the people that never made it. I rep for you.
Hey, man.
I rep for you.
What's that?
You know,
It's cool. It's cool. I just feel like this is catching up with time a little bit, playing off of Joe. I do hear that a little bit. Yeah, I'm only comparing it to what King's Disease 2 is. And he's catching up with time, whereas King's Disease is laying it out the map.
You're putting them
That song could have been on AZ album from 15 years ago, and you wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah,
right.
But to his credit, he still sounds the same as he did back then.
He's still clean with it.
Ain't no rust at all.
Think about also, how many of the old heads they get on a mic now and sound gruff? They sound like rough.
Yo, the last DMX album, I wanted to like it a lot, but he just didn't sound like the old X.
Yo, and not only
he just not he wasn't that convincing, I guess. Yo, you know, when you start,
the dude does not look 20 years older either. Okay, if anything, he looks almost like
he just looks like he drinks water every morning
than he did that. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
AZ looks like he gives a fuck, and you know, I was watching an interview with Tyler, the Creator, and they were all talking about, why are men so afraid to talk about, like, putting moisturizer on chalky skin? Like, why is there such a stigma against caring about, like, you could care about your sneakers, you could care about your shirt, but when it comes to skin, like, yo, what's wrong with you?
Shit.
Talking
like,
all that
whoever said that, man? No, what black dude want to go around looking ashy like they just stepped out of ashtray, bro? We do that shit, but we don't need to talk about air track. What kind of nation are you using to keep your ass in this
world? I might say somebody's at the same time. Yes. I might say somebody's life.
Word up. Trying to
inhabit what's mine.
Ain't a player, but I run my game tight. Seen the come out, so you know my money right. Legacy is the phone you build, the light you leave behind.
If you're our age, your kids definitely won't like this album because it's old head music.
It's never enough.
A little bit too much singing for my flavor because, you know, if I'm listening to hip hop, you know what kind of stuff I'm listening to. And it ain't no shit for the ladies.
For AC fans.
Yeah.
This is recorded for fans of AZ.
Manifest and handling lessons. Stay in tune, understanding your blessings will be your
way. Right, right. Right.
You're going to force me to talk over the man now. Because,
well, we have to, yo, to protect the rights.
AZ's whole style always was, like, I don't give a fuck about trying to do what someone else is doing.
It was
I'm just doing me.
Nah, right. AZ was like a Nas version of Big Daddy Kane.
How dare you? Wait, stop this goddamn track. What did you just say to? What did you just say?
AZ is like a Nas version of Big Daddy Kane.
Stop.
Listen to the track, yo. Kane would rock on that, right?
Are you kidding me? Don't ever put AZ and Kane in the same sentence. Not
they
even from
Brooklyn.
In the same. That's all good. That's
Kane,
all good.
Kane used to rock AZ, in Brownsville, East New York status. Come on, come on.
AZ
come
on. Couldn't hold a page in Kane's rap book. All right.
Kane's look, a god. Come on.
All right, wait. Slow down.
Kane,
slow down.
We get AZ.
Somewhere in the peloton of the guys.
He is a Nas version of Big Daddy Kane. I'm telling you.
Stop it. I'm pretty sure that Kane would give plenty of respect to AZ.
I do respect it.
And say it's not a competition. You know what I mean? I saw actually Kane on Instagram like yesterday with J. Cole. He was giving J. Cole like all the props. And he's like, this is my favorite rapper right here. And I was like,
well, he's J. Cole is actually a lot of your favorite. Yes, but J. Cole is actually a lot of your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
Oh,
right? Like, seriously. J. Cole is one of those guys, like, he had the same impact like Wale had on a lot of guys.
So, what I'm saying is, AZ always had an AZ style, and he never sounds like he's trying to be somebody else.
Dog, he's slow, charismatic, smooth. That's Big Daddy Kane right there.
I could see the relation
being drawn to that.
And
I really
trying
could.
To play
Yo, go ahead, right, Scott. Say something, Scott. Let these people know, man.
I prefer AZ. If I had an AZ album and a Big Daddy Kane album, I don't even care what either of them are. It's AZ all day. You can't even compare the two.
Go ahead, stop it.
Look stunned. It's a stunning scene. And look at the longevity of AZ too.
What longevity? Wait, you call what? Did he just actually say longevity? This guy is not Nas. He is not Nas. Okay. He put out two albums.
Nas. I would prefer AZ to Nas.
Okay.
Now it's getting hot in here. Now it's getting real.
Nas owes AZ for a lot of his success because his early tours were featuring the both of them. And those two played off each other
really well for a long time. Yeah, I agree.
That's
what you mean, not Nas
and
AZ
forever tied together. Yeah. But in my opinion, I prefer AZ's flow to
over Nas.
And I love Nas, and I have all of both of their albums.
Speaking on some Brooklyn shit, wow, I think a lot of cats were thinking that AZ would probably get a chance to kind of reached the levels of Nas, but it
100%.
For one reason or the other, for one reason or the other, he just kept in his lane. Remember, he had a moment with that El DeBarge sample. That record was all over the place for a minute, and then it just simmered out a little bit. But he always kept himself together. So, you know, I've always been a Nas fan. This is coming from a Nas fan, just so you know.
But, I'm a Nas fan too, but I always appreciated AZ, and I feel like at the same time I was listening to the both of them, because it was him on Nas's album and on tour with them, and then AZ's album, and it was like,
AZ's album is in the peloton of the albums of the annals of hip hop history, right? This will be as non-impactful and
Jesus.
And he didn't even hear the album yet.
Listen. As far as
stop playing.
Wait, can
you
I?
You didn't even listen to the album yet.
Are we listening to it to give our honest opinions about it?
Yeah, of course.
Right. So, and this is being objective, because I will give any of the old head rappers credit for putting their art out there, no matter what it is, whether it's my preferred sound.
Why are you being an ageist and you got to refer to them as an old head?
Because that's exactly what it is. You can't deny. You can't deny your. You know, you can't deny your age, right?
You read the date off the album, Serge.
Right. 95. You know, some guys were. I was only 4 years. I was actually 4 years out of high school.
4 years old in 95.
4 years out of high school.
Oh, okay.
I was 4 years out of high school. Come on, my brother was born in 93.
Oh, right. Then you are an old head, because I was 1 year out of high school.
I was right. One year out of high school.
There you go.
See, so, you know, it's like, you know.
That's why this guy's falling asleep midstream.
No. I'm here. I'm all the way here. Like, look, I appreciate.
There's dudes singing on here. I'm good.
Because that's not my music.
I know.
Right?
I
know. When I want to listen to hip-hop, I want to listen to hip-hop. If I wanted to listen to R&B, I'm going to listen to R&B with a rap feature on it.
So
right?
I think you're zeroing in on something right there.
What's good?
Which is the hook. The hook is really hard for a lot of rappers. A lot of rappers either have to get someone else to do the hook,
right,
or they just repeat the same thing, like almost like drill.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And there are very few people that can do the hook well without singing it themselves. Like Mobb Deep does not sing hooks, but they make banging ass hooks.
Right. But look, that's gonna happen. Like this music, from what I've heard in the first three, four songs, right? This stuff is like Scotty was saying, it's in that typical AZ style. Right. But in that same breath, you can also say it has shown no signs of evolution when, like, you know, there's other rappers who
he's rapping his ass off. He sounds good as hell. He sounds good. You could say you might not be feeling the packaging.
Are you get what I'm saying? I'm not like, again, I'm not crashing on it. Right. So far, what I've heard is like Scotty was saying. You could have turned this album on in 1997 and been like, oh, great, To Do or Die 2 is out. And it would have probably been more impactful then with this same, very same, as far as...
Oh, that's interesting. What if this album came out in 95?
Well, 10 years prior, or 10 years right now from now.
Well, he's got other good albums.
Right. And what I was going to say is...
A great album.
This is...
Asiatic, AWOL.
Yeah,
Last of a Dying Breed.
Yeah, but I mean, in the last 10 years, yeah, exactly.
Yo, don't AZ performs in a lot out in Europe too, as well.
And again,
so do a lot of old head rappers,
where
they have to.
He's been able to live the way he wants to live without trying to like step out of his thing without trying to do like when Missy Elliott came out and she started making like these Timbaland hits, right?
Yeah.
Everyone was like, oh, okay, we need one of those, right?
Right.
AZ never does that kind of move. You know, you kind of know what to expect.
No, he is his own lane, right? This is what I'm saying. He is his own lane. But even then, you know, there are rappers that have had that type of longevity and have shown evolution in their style, right? You know, like, look, let's take his counterpart, his man from Queens. Nas has been able to evolve every time he's been able to come out. Right, he still sounds like Nas, right? But has always evolved his style, right?
I think you're setting up the next song perfectly.
Okay.
This is a celebration of life. No matter what level, able to rationalize is a blessing. Big boys delay bottles in it. Closed caskets, memorial viewings. I'm mostly behind mics, got the audio cueing. Despite sending off pipes, trying to ignore the confusion. My sights are set on life, nothing's more to be proven. Sound polite, once it's verbalized, rapped all nice. But for strikes, to internalize the facts of bite. Like serpent eyes, I can see through the blackest nights. I mastered gripes, plus my mathematics is right. Bullet wounds, I'm still alive, it's too much to consume. For a nigga that's paralyzed, once a functional goon. Out of the tombs, 30 years could bring a nigga to tears. Neutralizing, I'm in this kid. Can you imagine you there? I'm elsewhere. My chick pussy pretty, shaped like a pear. A devil year, make a queer nigga sit there and stare. This is the year since the ball dropping, balling on top. Then came the Kobe death, COVID, and cops.
That was an ill ass verse.
A devil year, make a queer nigga.
A devil year, make a queer nigga sit there.
Pussy pretty, shaped like a pear. A devil year, make a queer nigga sit there and stare. This is the year since the ball dropping, balling on top. Then came the Kobe death, COVID, and cops.
Can't say that.
Balling on top, but since the yo, you on mute, sir, Vandal. You muted right now.
I think that was all good. You know why? Because I think that was like a very honest kind of like.
He's saying since Kobe died, he'd been cold. He'd been real, you know, but since the Kobe death, colder than cops.
Right. But I think Joe's just zeroing in on being able to say that line about the queer. Stare,
shaped like a pear. The queer sitting looking at his
girls. Shaped like a pear, queer. Derriere.
Make a queer stare over there.
Come on, man. There's nothing wrong with that, but that lets you know who his audience is not.
I dare you to call somebody a queer nigga. Woo. Like he just said on a record. And I dare you to say, her ass looks so good, it'll make a queer nigga stare at it.
Yo, right? I respect
it. Are you fucking crazy?
I respect it. Yo, I'm sorry. I understand.
Capital W-O-W.
I understand how someone could have a problem with it. And I don't knock them for having a problem with it. But
he's lucky he put this out himself.
At the same time, I feel like that's, I don't know. For him, he feels like that's
did he sell relatable. That line? Did he sell that line? I think he sold it. Joe caught it well because he was paying proper attention to it. But he sold that line.
If I'm on the RIAA,
it's a very honest, non-hateful communication. Yo, man, I understand.
Two of those words are literally two of the most offensive.
I understand how they could have a problem with it.
They call themselves queer. That's not derogatory.
That's just like certain things that we would say that you guys would not be allowed to say.
Oh, we're not allowed to say queer. I didn't even know that.
Context.
See, I don't know. See, for that conversation, we might need to add someone into the conversation. It's like anyone.
Yeah,
think it properly.
Joe might be right on that, though. I think about it now.
how to interpret.
Well, no, LGBTQ, right? Isn't it? Q
is, but yes. I'm sorry. I think that was a funny line. And I think anyone.
I mean, it's writing. That, look, I'm okay with it. I'm objective enough.
They can choose
to
not listen to it based on that line.
Joe, but better the
brakes. I don't think anyone that's listening to this album.
You remember what Dave
with it. If they were already listening to this album.
You remember what Dave Chappelle got in trouble for? Exactly that. And he was just making jokes. He was just making jokes using lettuce.
He was being derogatory about him.
Whether it's right or it's wrong, it's honest and it's not meant in a hateful way.
It's art. Let's just say it's art. And
someone can say, like, yo, that person needs to be educated. And whether they're right or wrong about that, I don't think that, you know, it's meant in any type of hateful way.
Yeah.
It's just people don't all have the same experience, right? So we all don't have the same, like, education on the proper ways of, you know, communicating amongst different people's, you know, genre or gender or, you know, ethnicity or where they're, you know, where they're from, what part of town, like, you know, everyone has a different experience that they learn from, right? And
right.
In his mind, like, that was a slick line, but not because he was trying to be hateful. It's like, yo, even the gay dude would be like checking his ass out.
Okay. Well, that line that you just said.
Yeah.
Would. Actually,
well, I can't say either one of those other words, really. Although I don't think there's anything wrong with saying queer in certain, like, in certain
N-word.
It depends where it's applied. Now, queer, N-word is just like,
I think that's kind of in general. That's like, kind of non-debatable. You would lose your job calling somebody a queer nigga.
But let's keep it on music right now, like. The N-word is very prevalent in rap music, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So it's just, I've been inundated all my life with that word in music, right?
Yep.
And now, like, you know, how do you explain to, like, maybe, like, your son, let's say. How do you explain to your son, like, nah, it's all right.
my son, like, oh, damn, is bad black. Word. So.
Bad word. Yeah. He doesn't even say, he will be listening to a song and he'll just skip that line, that word. Like, he knows, like,
yeah.
And see? I pointed out, I've been like, oh, that's very good, Max. That's a good reaction. See? You don't know what the hell to do when that comes up, right? Yeah.
the conundrum like, of culture.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not saying that word, you know, but like, it's in this song that I love, so I'm like confused, you know.
They should say nukka.
Hey, let's go to the next one,
conversation,
right? Or Niagara.
You holding up on Conway.
Let's go to the next one, fam. Come on.
Yeah. Old head pieces.
This dude out here trying to take this on a
wrong turn.
Old head pieces.
When I rhymes like the city is mine, play who? No label ain't giving
okay,
me a dime.
Okay, there go Joe, right
like
now.
Grateful, like
there you go, Joe.
Flooded Jesus in that great group at the grittiest times. They know me. Since 9-6, wrist was lit with a rollie. Speak of bricks, been in the mix. Ain't shit you can show me, a king. Occasionally seen, stay in the wings. Success will be when you close and your folks spraying them things. In New Celine, the Louis mask over the grill. Through the math, ain't gotta ask. Dig a hole in for
yes,
real,
sir.
A omen is sealed, I'm parting. back, sucker ducking and dodging. Fire spitter, who can fuck with the arson? I'm neutral, never frugal. Salute you if you're feeling this.
Guess who wrote this first track?
Coming to roof, the true school, the vet,
can
and the ghost involved out of respect.
Nobody
still connect with the old guards.
Go back. Go back.
Get the fuck out of here.
Shut up. Serge, for a second.
It's a ritual. When I rhymes like the city is mine, play
to
the
cadence.
No label ain't give me a dime. Came through like if you're grateful, that's how you really should shine. Flooded Jesus in that great coupe at the grittiest times. They
Conway wrote this.
9-6 wrist was lit with a book.
Conway wrote this. Seen. It's Same Conway's fault.
When you close and your folks playing them things.
Maybe he wrote a con.
The mass over the ripple through the mass and got a
track with him.
Possibly.
Maybe this is him evolving.
No one is
possibly. You might be right about
that. AZ's rhymes.
Because all these other tracks before this were written in 1997.
No.
Right. Listen. Let's ask.
Wait,
before you interrupt
on
me,
a more current level,
I did attribute
to the younger boy who's not even that more young.
All right, let's ask the professional rapper who's in the room. Did you or did you not? Because for me, my producer ears just went up and all I heard was a big difference in the first four songs in the cadence and the style, which is very much AZ, like I said before. All of those songs before, very much AZ style, cadence, flow. This cadence sounded different. Am I right? Am I right, Track?
No, you're right. It's a little versatility from AZ on that level.
Right.
Maybe he adjusted just for the cause because of whatever Conway's about to do. What would be more interesting is what Lil Wayne sounds like. You know what I mean?
Right, right. I am interested in how this... How Lil Wayne approaches this beat.
Play who? No label ain't give me a dime. Came through like if you're grateful, that's how you really should shine. Out of the Jesus in that great
genius.
They know me. Hell
yeah.
9-6 wrist was lit with a rolling.
Totally covered.
Boy, don't miss. In the mix. And shit you can show me a king. Occasionally seen. Stay in the wings. Success will be when you close and your folks praying them things.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The moving mass over the grill through the math and gotta ask.
I'm gonna have to start with a little bit of a joke.
With the arson, I'm neutral, never frugal. Salute you if the feeling is mutual. Play cuckoo, niggas coming to roof you. The true school, the vet, and the ghosts involved out of respect still connect with the older guards. There's no facade, I'm vepid. My style is perfected and epic. Not a blemish, let me finish my breakfast.
Look what I did with a pot. Look what I did to the block. Bust the Prezi band, fuck it. Look what I did to the watch. Look what I did for the game. Look what I did when I dropped my album. Kicked in the door, niggas thought was forever locked. I woke them niggas up out of their sleep. Bum ass niggas was going broke in the project. Trying to figure out how they gonna eat. See how they gon' speak on me. They know I'm constantly body and beast. Best to come out of the east is Brown and O3. Machine inspired y'all. I fired off first. The last year numbers alone, I can retire off merch. My jacket is fire Mars. Diamond Cross, they say I'm a rising star. The PJ to fly across Earth. These are the perks. Require hard work, but I acquire more worth. My niggas built the empire off perch. That's fish. And my niggas had bricks of it. Fuck this rap shit. We still good for cooking pies like a brick oven. Rick Owens trench on my wrist flooded.
Huh?
Put that
was a verse. That was a verse.
Is doing it right now.
That was
shit. We still go for cooking pies like a willow. Rick Owens trench on my wrist flooded. Put that drip on and your bitch love it. Go yard prints all on my bitch luggage. Shit, my neck looking like I did Will Smith numbers. I'm gonna be running shit the next 6 summers. Machine.
All my blunts thin skin. I smell like pussy money weed. Where is the incense? I like my drugs intense. Make up pussy lips. Give my dick a hug and kiss. Finger fucked in fist. I make love then sense. I make her friends kiss. Cause she don't let them kiss me. She make her friends sick. I make money, make money. I make ugly taste lovely. I make money in my sleep and deposit what I wake up with. Got the Draco on the gap with the long tail in the back. I might break my own patent, my own self on the back. Break the bank like I break the backboard. They call me Shaq. The feds try to book me. Found out that book was an almanac. Call me back tomorrow, baby. I'm busy.
Maybe the butcher might
you. I eat rappers alive and that's for the dessert menu. After the church.
I mean,
yo, there is a lot of signature Buffalo Boys on here. I won't
talk about that. All three of them
is coming pretty hard.
Huh? I know.
He's coming pretty hard on this, and it's not for everyone.
Book me, found out that book was an almanac. Call me back tomorrow, baby. I'm busy, the work continues. I eat rappers alive and ask for the dessert menu. After the church, send you the casket and dirt hit you. The Nina gonna give you head right after she flirt with you. Wayne, nigga. Woo! Put some straightening on my name, nigga. Gang, nigga. My track record like a train, nigga. Young money, let the moolah burn. Drip like Lubriderm. I was bumping AZ in a firm when you was a worm, nigga.
So far, one track I like.
Damn, Joe.
The Ritual, produced by The Alchemist.
Yeah, that was a body track.
Shouts to Alchemist forever. Yes.
GXFR. Oh, here we go. Back to the fucking.
Get money. Everybody get money, right?
This is hip hop you like.
Get money.
1, 2, 5, make the block jump.
This qualifies on the slow jam.
You said this hip hop you like, Candlestick? Is that what you said?
Make the block jump.
See if I fit, you make the block jump. Table full of sweet Mickey, make the block jump. Blow that shit. Oh, that shit, the rings and things you singing about, bring them out. It's hard to yell with a Mac 12 in your mouth. Blow that shit.
Although, I like Davies.
Blow that shit. The rings and things you singing about, bring them out. It's hard to fail with a digit scale on the couch.
Secret agendas, I sit amongst my members involved. And like ours, we dialogue over dinners and call. Closed curtains, expose no person. Privacy's a part of the we globally merged. Conversing, speaking on physics, do analytics, stand frigid, double my digits, and I ran with it. Out of the skillet to a fly, high vibes, exquisite luxury view, Central Park exhibit. Fuck a critic, switching lanes is my claims of fame. So my mishaps with the raps, y'all can blame the game. Still it's the slang mixed with rhythms and mysticism. Being the visas, the women's dig them and killers pick them. I'm spilling wisdom, fight wrongs, I enlighten reform. Scribe a scripture like a picture, send a kite through
very
the storm.
Musical.
Get it on for what I'm rapping, no misconceptions, I'm imperfection.
No, very musical, got a sign for big, like, sent this blessings. Oh. Some people like it to be more like, you know, speaker bumping, like rhythmic oriented, like, or, you know, distortion or some shit. This comes from a more musical standpoint, right? Again, also something that's appealing to a more mature audience.
That's true. Right?
Yo, hold on.
And that goes back to the whole, like, yo, he's not going to do,
like, crazy.
You're not going to see AZ on a dubstep track.
Right.
Yeah. Yo, can you?
Feeling like fire. No Cuban links, now we got on the wire. Learn my wisdom from the wise, I paid homage. Respect to those before me, to be honest, it's ever been kind of boring.
And look, I've always loved the way Davey's voice sounds.
He's got an L-ass delivery of flow.
Yeah. I like the way, I like anything I touch was tragic. Barely graduated, just dead enough to pass it from afar. I saw a roller, now it's all the malls. And when it's really smoked, it's hard to call it off. Fragrance of cigars straight from Havana. Condo in Atlanta, smoking, watching reruns of Fred Sanford. Smell of candles, my man showed me how to scam. I told my man that's very clever. He copped the Benz from next year, that shit had cranberry leather. If we never spoke again, we sold grams to live better. Bad transmission in that Jetta. Notice how the signature AZ flow came back on this.
Yeah, I knew he was gonna say that too. That's why we sell
it. I think that can also explain by the title.
There's nothing wrong with people when they get together and they collaborate and they say, okay, well, our styles are colliding, you know, or somebody says, oh, let me try this flow, right? And, you know, they polish it up together so that the people can go together, you know?
Cats is always adjusted to what he's on the track, especially if it's a big feature overall. You know, Conway right now, the whole Griselda team is getting better by the day, man. Like, they're like, right. They are the crew out here, man.
They are, and they're nasty with it. I like the way they can
play.
But no one's mentioning that they're doing that whole thing where they're taking part of Jay-Z's rhyme.
What?
And rings and things.
Oh, it's hard to yell. No, that's you know Biggie. That's Biggie. That's Biggie.
Oh yeah. Right. Oh, that's God. Biggie. See? Because so many people have actually said that.
The rings and things. Yep. Ring about. Ring yep. About.
Actually, Jay-Z used that line too.
Yeah, Jay was all over Big for a minute. Pause. You know that.
That was the whole Jay-Z Cameron swaggerjacker back and forth.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And they both were biting all types of people, remember?
Yeah, it's just I think Jay's was longer, but Jay was more busy than Cam too, so it was a super fair.
And but Jay was able to camouflage it within his flow. Because his flow is
And
all
of course, it's not biting. It's supposed to be paying homage, but it's really easy to.
I can't front though. He stole that Big L line. I don't care what he say. That Big L line about hard all chicks can get from me is hard dick and bubble gum. That's a big. That ain't no real reason to steal that line.
Yeah, that's a Big L line for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least he did hang with the people that he had on the album. It doesn't sound like he's outclassed by anybody. Right?
Ain't that Ice Cube?
He's definitely on an elite level.
I'm enamored by your style, your walk, your talk.
Or like just below it. Just
I'm
below
overwhelmed with emotions and consumed by the memories of your touch.
Guys, how about we about three quarters in? How we feeling?
Bulletproof.
Love on you is all I desire to be.
Wait. How do we feel? I think the intro was nice, first off, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Just For You is a good one with the video. That was the video cut.
Back in it, the rap remnants.
That's classic AZ right there. JoJo did not like it's the time, wheel. Black. And it's not because of the beat, and it's not because of the rap.
Because he of, ooh, baby.
He didn't like Jaheim.
Don't get him in the cocaine wheel. You know that it's real. Yeah.
He still don't like it. Come on. Don't get it to him, brother.
Then we got Keep It Real, which he liked, but he said it sounded like the old Far Side song.
The wise acknowledge I'm polished, my words long.
Woo.
Recycle Far Side song.
Then we got the one with Rick
Ross.
I'm not having a lot in that home.
Which actually, Rick Ross sounded pretty good on that.
Yeah, Rick don't let down on his features, man. He be rhyming.
Different. Joe is not feeling
it. He's definitely feeling it.
All of this could have been released in 97 with more impact.
It's then everyone it's a ritual was finally kind of like,
all in unison to that one. Well, all the way up to the Lil Wayne verse.
It might have been the first that made everyone go.
Oh. Yeah, because that's the one.
Right? Because the first one. First one's like, okay. Then the second one.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's gonna go deep, but then the singing kind of like
It takes it away.
Yeah.
Then
take Keep It Real.
Keep It Real is almost like more knowledge. I'm polished, my words long.
I straight to the streets right there. Break that's late for everybody who want to hear the hip hop shit, right?
Never Enough is like back to the like opulent kind of flow.
Saxophone.
This is a celebration of life.
So, like,
this is the cool kind of like the bridge. This is the bridge of the album. Different. And then,
honestly, that
performance, it's a ritual.
When I rhyme, it's like the city is mine. Play who? No label ain't give me a dime. Right came there. Through. Like, if you're grateful, that's how you really should shine. Flooded Jesus in that great coupe at the grittiest time.
But that's definitely Conway's song. He wrote that. That's his signature all over the song.
He didn't write AZ's rhyme, but
They might never ever say that, but I bet you, bet $1 million he did.
It was all in the studio.
Might have actually thought, like, yo, you know who this reminds me of? Like, we need to get Conway on this. Or maybe the producer.
Yeah,
you know, maybe Alchemist put them together, and AZ was like, okay, I know how to come on this thing, you know, because
I'm working
with this dude. So, you know, I mean, they're artists, like you were saying. Then the Davies. The two will fly high vibes, exquisite
luxury view, Central Park. Yo, the Davies song, I give. I like the Davies joint. I like it.
Yeah, it's all right.
And this right here has an intro. We got
rare and priceless. God definitely broke the mold when he made you.
Yeah, go to the song.
Oh, I'm enamored by your style, your walk, your talk, memories of your touch.
Oh, come on. Shut up. Oh, what a surprise, Morsi.
Salmon salad and white wine, a scented candle lit to put a chicken of white wine.
Right, so hold up, pause real quick. Big Daddy Kane. That's
you was like seeing a mirror.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Have you back to life? There ain't no sacrifice.
It's definitely a mature album. It's a very mature sound, right? Like, you know, I'm not going to take credit away from it. It's not my sound. This would be skipped through.
Well, let me tell you something. This album is not just for guys. It would be cool if, like, there were some songs where girls didn't have to, like,
so far, all pretend of they girls didn't hear. Except for Lil Wayne. Seven.
Talking about, yeah, exactly.
My girl's pussy look like a pen.
Amazing work of art. Rare and priceless.
You going back to this one?
No, not again. Come on. Keep going. Skip it.
Salmon salad and white wine. A scented candle lit to put a chicken of white mine.
You should be taking notes right now.
I told you
that's
this
a
is
slow jam right there.
What was that list that he just gave?
Okay. Salmon salad. A lot of salmon
and white wine.
You want a handful of salmon salad?
He's giving
salmon
you
salad, y'all.
The recipe, bro.
Salmon salad and white wine.
A scented candle lit to put a chicken of white mind.
Boom.
See? Lighting candles.
In a right mind. Boom.
This is not a good deal right there.
That was like four things. All you got to do is get those four things right.
I told you it's light a candle.
Any chance I get, I reminisce when that light shines. The sense you in my midst like that gift when I write rhymes. It's Uber rate. You leaving school, had the Uber wait.
So, if you were to do those four things, then you would be able to do
wait for your what girl he could Uber? Do
with just his rhymes. Got it?
Illuminating good. Like you open for communication. I tried it. Tinky eyes like Kiki Wyatt. Peace and quiet for the vibe like the speaking private. I whisper, it's really you or you be on a sister. Smooth as almond liquor, flying Huckabana slippers. Persona differs, but the blank
built.
You know you're getting moist. You get
this
moist.
Is not, this when is I ride is on and on with my bride. Baby, this is I need love, you, 2021.
All joking aside, table for two. Dinner on the very...
All joking aside, table for two.
Son.
It's pretty clever seeing you. It's like seeing a mirror.
I'll have your back to life. There ain't no sacrifice.
She sounds good.
I wouldn't make for you.
So it's like,
you
yo,
think she doesn't
hell,
sound good?
I want you to know my love from night to sun and I do when I do fall from spring.
This is the best review ever.
Still standing tall cause we wouldn't
make for. Where's the fast forward button on this thing? Where is it? Somewhere. Fast forward.
Wanna pull you by your ponytail. You know me button. Well. Sunday mornings at the Chloe cell. Letting you shop. Up the block that you were setting your watch. It's non-stop. How we rock, they respecting your spot. Never front it.
But you always kept it 100. How you want it on top, backside of your stomach. Say the word, Chardonnay nice, right with some herb. We emerged from the bottom, now we out in the burbs. Sport to own it. Just think all it took was a moment.
Chardonnay and herbs. Now
we speak like a student.
Cheating on the girl's stomach and shit like we did that right
now. He said, I skate, skate.
They made it sound French,
I'm gonna load up the boulet.
She sounds good.
I'm bulletproof.
You know who she reminds me of? Tiara Marie. Remember her?
Yeah, Tiara Marie.
Okay, can we skip this song?
We get
the vibe. You gotta get out there by the album, so go to the next one. We're already in.
I think we skipped to the top. I believe so.
That's got to be a Pete Rock track. That's Pete Rock, right? That sounds like Pete Rock. That's a Pete Rock signature, ain't it?
That's Pete Rock.
I knew it.
This is grown man elegance mixed with ghetto with law. Fresh pair construction, Louis store couture. No fucks was a juvie poured to the core. Rose up from the Uzi all in the hall. Bella Lugosi since the era of Coogee. Upset for letting up, but they never could lose me. Gucci, to see it all inside of. This is fake, got phenomenal taste. The heart of a great young Jedi. Bomb on the red eye. Words I live by is off the tongue of my umbrella. Shall I show and prove how I move? It's hard to be cool when you was sparkling jewel. Check it, you either get it in or disconnect it. This is bigger than the record, trying to be make the message. Electric, hitting every hood that I could. Those who understood, understand a nigga good.
Typical Pete Rock style. I love this. Because Pete Rock has always been one of my favorite producers of all time.
One of my favorite all time producers as well. Yeah, you know, I agree.
Right, so like, you know, and I knew the certain beats from certain producers personally that grabbed me right away, right? That Alchemist joint, this one, so far, two songs have been really good on it. My pride passes a jinx, it's biographical, sit and let the factual sink.
City blocks are sizzling, gunshots be whittling, cops. All right, this will get rocked right here, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That'll get rocked.
Yo, actually, the funny thing is I can hear somebody else on this beat. This is literally a beat that I would rather hear you on.
Come on, man.
I'm not even joking. You would definitely destroy this beat.
You succeeded. Strategic. Live from the top of New York. Alone, only in my zone when I'm locking in thought.
Pete Rock did the Diddy thing, just has his voice in there a little bit. Yeah. He probably asked him, he's like, yo, you want to do a verse too? He's like, no.
The Mecca Don.
Yes, sir. Such organically made.
Let's do the next one.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful.
Let's get to the next one. Yeah.
I hear it all the time when the album coming. They be thinking this shit happened overnight. Like I ain't constantly been putting in work, grinding, going hard, and nobody giving a fuck.
Uh-oh.
They don't see family and friends on they flip shit. Niggas sneak dissing and then want to come talk all in your face like everything cool. Day one's not giving a fuck. You know what I mean? Turning their back on you. Do it all, big and small. I stood tall.
Heatmakers. Crack.
Oh, wait.
God props. My resume is
impeccable. Stop it for a second. Do any of you, and I want to pose this question to the entire panel here, do you think he was calling out guys like Nas?
Nah, I don't think so.
No Nas on the album.
True.
Right.
No Nas on a lot of it.
Except the scratches. Check me out. Check me out.
Talking about day ones not talking to him.
So there. So
right. That sounds a little like shots. Sounds a little like shots were fired.
I don't think so, because I heard that from what I know,
But not financial advice, but I believe they didn't even know each other before they were hooked up to do
really was kind of
that
throwing,
track.
Right.
Yeah. Someone was like, yo, you need to do a track with this. I think it was Large Professor, maybe. Mom. Yeah. Yeah.
But you tour together.
Look it up.
For a year plus around the world.
But they didn't know each other. And
but you're touring really together. Like, you're going to know each other. Like,
well, they made a number of good, really good songs together. Remember, okay, so on Do or Die, they did Mo Money, Mo Murder.
Mo Homicide.
That was great.
Right.
And then they didn't do anything again for a long time, actually. And
they did that Firm project, and AZ was on there.
Right. After the Firm. That's what I should have said.
And Cormega got kicked off.
They didn't do really anything for a long time. Then they had that track, Serious. Remember? You remember that track?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta look that up. I love that track. And it's just Nas and AZ.
I think AZ's greatest record, my favorite record, is that Primo track with the fucking high screams. That I can't hit the fucking notes, of course, but
don't mean turning your back on you. Do it all, big and small. I stood tall.
Paul himself, I'll be spawned for wreck. Steady Marvin, keep a fawn on deck. No messy Marvin, I ain't starving for sex. I'm different, out of sight, but I'm arm's distance. Garments vintage, no rivals, now non-existent. Pop pimp shit.
You're cleaning up good right now.
No grades, but my book ablaze the flyers. Since the 90s, had nigga writers. Revenge is priceless. You're seeking your highness, I'm in his likeness. License, real or vice, reserved on chill. Spill at will when I light my earth's bill. Bigger checks for a big exec. I'm getting money, fuck who getting upset. I can't do it. Sucker shit, see right through it. Could never come.
This is another just classic AZ track.
Well, time is the answer to all.
But
nice delivery,
what you're saying now, like, it could have come out at some point in the last 10 years or so, and would have been like, yeah, and that's a hot AZ track. It's just, if you're into AZ, like,
a glass of the finest of grapes, your boy straight. You don't see no stress lines in my face, can never hate.
But there's only two more tracks after this one.
The track that I'm talking about is the
they need to be like real hard to round out the album.
Right.
It ain't though.
Well, the next one's actually my favorite.
Now everybody with whatever, but with a cheddar. Y'all better get y'all shit together. It's getting close. Seeing me is like seeing a ghost. Young souls to OG, I'm just showing you growth. You gotta love it. Low key, I hover above it. No puppet, paper only, or we can't discuss it. Do the math. Dummies dumb out when they mad. Before that bag, when you disciplined, you stay on the path. Time is the answer to all. Take a peek, but when it knock, you better answer the door. And don't wait.
What good rappers
do? I'm on record, lifting mine out of this. Time is the answer to all.
Hey, son, where'd you find that?
You're not rapping about some bullshit. In this track.
Come on.
He said his mistake was support.
Low season cat fresh off the steps in the summer heat. Blessed to be your low season cat fresh off the steps in the summer heat. Blessed to be amongst the rest. It's a young on me. Mark necks, Adidas sweats, Lee's dungle V's, BVD under T's. Shit, I hung with G's. Everybody repping they P's. Speaking slang to the gods, start connecting degrees. Seeking change. Some puffin' weed, no ease. Some sneaking cane. And that crack hit the map. It's a rap. The Reaper came. Crew started forming in clicks. They running blocks on a strip. When a live nigga flip, you wanna watch. It's bugs. Seen the doctor in scrubs. Come and cop the love of drugs. Finally found me a plug to run a spot. Switch gears, fucking with peers. They out of town. Packed up, flew for a year without a sound. Came back, reappeared. It's going down. And what I seen was a whole lot of kings that lost their crown. Smoked out,
others
were dead. Feds, it broke out. COVID, the plague spread. Zombies in the streets on the creek. They wanna hit. Commies over beef. It was deep. That summer shit.
I mean,
the story rap.
Yeah, story yeah. rap is dope.
It's going hard right now.
Yeah, true.
Oh, yeah.
The EVO spread in sections, a lot of sexing. Imperial Moet repping a lot of weapons. Jews on niggas' necks, they want wreck. Big body pins on deck, who wanna flex? Feeling like a killer inside, my soul died to the guard, wise open my eyes. Hold up. P7, this ain't right and exact. You falling victim to that devilish man, God. We supposed to build, not destroy. We true and living. Don't add on to the genocide, TOD.
Get back on your
shit. That's what I did. Raised on niggas' cribs, they killing kids. The system wasn't letting them live, they gave biz. Life on back of they numbers, 20 summers. I'm just now seeing some niggas since I was younger. Flat top, I chopped mine in 89. Had props, I got knocked for baby time. Still straight, whole body laced with crazy shine. Then my days got shot in the face, that made me bomb. Money drying up in the streets, I took a seat. Stop riding dirty in jeeps and bold beats. Reality rap shit sick. I found the niche. 9-4 came with life's a bitch.
Okay, I'm done.
Scotty, what you got to say, man? To let us know, man.
Oh, well, T-Pain, that they could erase that 13th track. There's no need for that. It's not a good collab. But listen, speaking of producers, I want to read what Ninth Wonder posted on Facebook today. It says, listen, people ask me who I want to work with, and I've tried to do this several times. I really, really, really want to do 7 songs with AZ. Can someone please make this happen? Just now, 7 songs.
Now that...
Where do you think that would take? I would love to hear that.
Ninth would Merc.
Because...
Oh, man.
Because I'm going to...
And why does he have to come on Facebook? He can't hook up behind the scenes.
I almost feel like he was not so happy with the album, too. Now I play.
Well, here. Hold on. We're on the last one.
No, please. Please, please. No. Please, no.
Please, someone. Anyone. Call AZ.
It's not a situation here. Like, it was out of the blue. Always talked about was trying to make it out the hood. Trying to make it out the hood. Always talk about
is how we're still in the hood. Can you please?
Okay. Fade to black.
All right, that being. Okay, please.
Nigga off his dean, a fiend can't understand the importance of a king. Sleep in peace, praying, extorting, what's his thing since being
please
able to
take this out. I can't listen to this fucking garbage.
So that was his like dubstep track, basically, right?
What?
That's like him going out of the zone,
trying to get that radio record.
That was garbage. Scott pulled his earbuds out because of that shit.
This guy was done. I saw that.
auto tune has no place in.
So we got 13.
Right.
We got 13. Right.
Brownsville does not need auto tune.
Don't. That shit is in the t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. This counts. Right. I was going to say, does the intro count when we're doing the tally? But
okay, I give this album and I'd love to.
We gotta take the tally, bro. This is very scientific, bro. Alright, number one. Who intro, thumbs up that thumbs down.
It's an intro.
It's an intro?
It's an intro.
Alright, so started off as kings and just for you.
No, I like yours or Selva talking as much as the next
one.
That was gratuitous.
I'm not sure if it's a thumbs up, but it's all right.
Listen, track seven and track nine. That's it. Track 7 and track 9. It's a ritual.
when I rhyme, it's like the city is mine.
You're saying I should just
no label ain't that in the crib. Came through like
yep.
You bring food is how you really should shine. Flooded Jesus
in that shit was cool. Thumbs up on 7 and 8.
6 wrist was lit with a rolling speaker bricks been in the mix. Ain't shit yep. You can shoot me a king occasionally seen.
Stay yeah, I think 7 and 8.
When you close and your folks
the rest could go in.
Yeah.
In my delete.
I'm black.
It's not in sure my digital Ross one.
You feel that magnetic.
That'll go in my digital trash can. All of it.
The wheel is preferred taste, I would say. Acquired taste for some.
Yeah, it's preferred taste. Like someone else might like it. Someone else might really like it. This is a track for G-Rap. G-Rap should be on there.
Those that got their paper up and
G-Rap does do something.
Never enough is a thumbs up.
Urban, nope.
Yeah, you liked it that one earlier, bro.
No, I said that's a Far Side recital.
The truth, every house in our home is no excuse. Be humble when you peace to all the players.
You know, so quietly, man. I know. I've always got the feeling that AZ really loved Reasonable Doubt. Really loved Reasonable Doubt. The tempo is so close to it, like his whole career, it's never changed outside of that swing.
Rare and Chrysalis.
I have a steady thumbs down.
Well, I don't know. The Jahim, I probably would not listen to as much because of that vocal.
In the immortal words of Dave Chappelle, I wish I had two more hands. That way I could give this album 4 thumbs down.
Jesus Christ.
But this TV is really unnecessary. Why did they have that TV? Oh, you know what? Bulletproof stuff. Bulletproof.
I think, again, man, I guess we're comparing it to like some of his peers. And Nas right now is one of the dopest grown albums I've heard in ages. And this feels grown, but some of the matter is,
yeah,
I'm still in the streets hustling hard, and it's not that that's bad. It's just, you know.
Power refinement, the hours aligned with the synergy we designed to define our environment, never ominous.
Boule.
I hear it all the time when I.
Time is
weed clouds keep the kid in a coma. Homeowner used to cop of Savonia. Live nigga. Wait. Shit.
Which song was he talking about? The barrier.
The what?
Oh no. that song, if it were on a label, Loud would have been like, nah, we can't.
Was that Ritual?
When our rhymes like the city
yes, it is.
Play who? No label ain't give me a dime. Came through like if you grateful, this how you really should shine. Flooded Jesus in that great coupe at the grittiest times. They know me. Since 9-6, fist was lit with a rolling. Speaker bricks been in the mix. Ain't shit you can
I've
show
got
me.
A flooded Jesus.
Occasionally seen. Stay in the wings. Successively when you close and your folks praying them things. And New Celine, the Louis mask over the grill. Through the mask.
That's the dope track. That's a 5-star track. Shout out to Conway. He even got Lil Wayne to sound like he was from New York.
The true school, the vet, and the ghosts involved out of respect still connect with the older guards. There's no facade, I'm vepid. My style is perfect.
My girl's pussy look like a pan.
Finish my breakfast.
Look what I did with a pot. Look nah, what it I wasn't. Did to the block. So what song was it? Prezi band, fuck it. Look what I did to the watch. Look what I anyway. Did to the game. Look what I did when I dropped my album. In the jar,
niggas thought was forever locked. I woke them niggas up out of their sleep. Bum ass niggas was going broke in the projects trying to figure out how they gonna eat. See how they.
It's a standout for sure.
It's a hard standout.
It's you a got standout.
So, no, it's right. Not a bad right. Album. It's not what you so, know.
So as far as standouts, that might this be is, the most standoutish.
Like this is a filler album for when you're waiting for something really, really dope to come out.
This track is hard. This is definitely, to me, the gem in the rough.
In the summer heat, blessed to be amongst the rest. Sister young on me, Mark next, Adidas West.
Ooh,
Plus, he's on, you know, at this point, AZ is on his swagger, man. He's on some, like, I ain't got to prove to y'all I could box. You know what I mean? I'm gonna just drop what I drop. Yeah,
see, he's not doing hustle music. He's doing, I used to hustle and I'm good music.
No, that's not what he's doing on this album. He's actually saying we still in the streets.
Peace to all the players. Those that got their...
No, he's saying it's kind of on some like we out here, but I don't know if they're like he's talking about we out here.
No, he ain't saying like we out here.
I'd constantly just skip lots of big parts of this album.
He's not saying he's on a corner.
Well, we listen to it another time and come back.
Anyway, thanks for joining us.
I definitely.
Let's get our wrap up comments.
Good, Scotty. You first.
Identification, bro. Break it down.
Yes, sir. Good, Scotty.
Scott's like, I got nothing. I don't want to talk about. I don't want to talk bad.
He can't hear us.
He can't hear us, Scotty. Oh, you no, can't hear
it
us.
It was all garbled up.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I can't now. Yeah.
Okay, so you go first.
No, it's great. When I listen to AZ as I do, and I hit the AZ folder and hit shuffle on AZ, it's gonna all sound like AZ as it usually does, except for that track with Conway, because I know he wasn't alive in 1994.
True.
That's hard.
So yeah, that's an obvious new one.
Right.
But it's dope. If you love AZ, you'll appreciate it because that's what he does.
Right.
He's not breaking any barriers.
Well, yeah, he's not breaking any barriers.
Right.
He's carrying on tradition and legacy for what his fans know him for. And, you know, Doha has been like...
That's it.
Been waiting for a long time. So
it's the whole if it ain't broke thing.
Well, I mean, I can't front. It's a long time to try to drop that, and it's still.
Is it a do or die too? What do you think? How does it match up?
It's just a title.
It's
nothing matches do or die.
Nah.
Like for example. Max asked me, my son asked me, why is it Do or Die 2 if he had like other albums in between? And it's like, oh, well, you know, he's kind of like revisiting like these
it's just a title
themes,
which kind of
need to draw attention to this album.
I'm like, but did his other albums not address these same themes too? I don't know.
I'm gonna draw a line to my most successful shit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Who knows, man? Who knows what will happen? About maybe a few songs got kicked off.
No mention of a basement cocaine spot.
I don't know. Yeah. I think it deserves a more careful listen because I think it's pretty heavily, densely lyric laden.
Well, that's what was my thing. It's like, well, maybe on some downtime I'll take it in because I do want to hear AZ kick it because he's one of the dopest lyricists, but you know, you gotta expect that slow rock from him. You don't really go fast. Like, I think that's why people like the format, because that was a little faster when he was like killing, you know, that Primo track. It was fast and he was like still, but everything is, this is classic AZ tempo overall.
What if he had done the whole album with these kind of beats?
He would have a classic, if not the best album of the year.
That's not a classic. Nowhere. There's nowhere near. Nowhere near.
If he had a whole bunch of Ritual tracks that were like that, he would have a classic. The Pete Rock joint we like. The Alchemist joint we like.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm good with the never something something. Yeah, it's enough to listen, come back and listen to on some real vibey shit. So
I'm trying to share.
But for the most part, Joe can't do it as he's showing you right now. Joe is like,
yeah,
that's just how he's I feel about place. The album.
Yeah. Really.
All right, so check it out. This is the track list, right? These are the producers. And as you can see, Bink.
All my favorite producers. Two. All my favorite records. Pete, Buck Wild.
Baby Paul did one. All right, so Rep the Real was the more like the B-boyish track, right? The breakbeat track. That's the dude from Beat Miners, right? And then KG did the Wheel.
I think that's Naughty, dude. Naughty, I don't know why. I think that's right? Naughty, yeah.
I think so.
It's Jersey. Jaheim is Jersey, too.
I just so, yeah. I assume. Then.
Hey, guys.
So,
I just hopped Link, on.
And then we got Alchemist. Now, Alchemist and Found My Niche, Bizarre Face. Got it. Forgot that he did that one.
Cool. Yeah, Zarface. That's what's up with Zarface and those cats. They did it up on that one. You nice. Should have got Deck and Homeboy on there.
Oh, scratching.
Come on, man.
Anyway.
You got to take it forever.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Yeah, friends, all right.
Thank you for joining us.
On behalf. Oh, is it my turn? On behalf of JoJo,
Morgan,
podcast. On behalf. Oh, shit. Okay, everybody just saying the words. Okay. On behalf of my co-host, Vandal, our guest, Scotty El Traco, a.k.a. T.R.A.C. I'm the sleepy man, DJ JoJo. Thanks for listening. Go out there and get the album if you're really into that kind of sound. We'd love to do one of these again. We out of here. Peace. Don't worry.
Everybody good, right?
Hour and a half. Fuck, man. I gotta go.
Yeah, we went.